Welcome aboard, Paulding County, to another edition of My Sports. We're live every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me talking some Paulding County athletics. We'll break down the week that was, and we are in the thick of it with high school girls and boys hoops. We'll talk about all of that. Of course, a little bit of wrestling that's also happening a little bit later on today, but for about the next half hour, 40 minutes, we are chatting some Paulding County athletics. When I get out of here today, I have to head straight over to the jungle for a double header, JV girls, varsity girls, JV boys, varsity boys, as it's an early season matchup for the Paulding Lady Panthers in conference play as Tenora. They will visit the jungle, and of course, a little bit later on, it is Paulding against Pettisville coming up. Again, doubleheader action on mysports.live after this from the jungle. Join myself and Scoop Miller for both of those, and of course, all of the games on the mysports.live airwaves from this past week. It was a busy week, and of course, as always, they can all be caught on demand for viewing access. Number one, get out to the games. Number two, come back home, get on mysports.live, and check out the replays. Well, and of course, the Paulding Panthers, not the only team in the county in action. We'll talk girls hoops from Wayne Trace, from Antwerp, and from Paulding. And of course, we will talk about guys hoops. I mentioned those Paulding Panthers playing host to Pettisville a little bit later on today. We'll look at that one a little bit, but mostly break down the week that was and see where all these teams stand after a few full weeks of play in high school boys hoops. I can't believe it's ramping up. It's ramping up quick. First and foremost, though, I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. Hope it was a time of rest. Hope you're able to see some family. My family was able to come up from Pennsylvania. They weren't able to get back home on time. I don't know if you guys have heard about Erie, Pennsylvania. We got about 5 feet of snow. So a little bit longer visits with my family here in Toledo. And that was really nice. Can't complain one bit about that. Absolutely nothing wrong with a little bit of extra time. And it's one thing the snow has always done to us back in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's made us slow down and think for a little bit and be thankful for, again, what we have in the extra time that we're able to spend with friends and family. So my Thanksgiving, it was great. No complaints on this end. Ready to be back at it. And what a jam-packed week that it was. So we're here to talk about all of that. And, of course, preview the doubleheader that's coming up later today at the jungle. But for now, it's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll have our guest on to help me do all of that, and he is Dave Bowen. We were on the call for the Paulding Lady Panthers game this past week as they took on Lincoln View and won by 7. We'll talk about that one in our conversation coming up next. Whoever you are and whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Back here on My Sports, we're talking some high school boys and girls hoops and some big matchups coming up a little bit later today. I talked about that a little bit earlier. Now to have our guest on to help me break down some of the games from this past week. We were on the call for the Paulding girls game back on Tuesday. I know they also had a big one on Thursday night, but Dave Bowen is here to help me break it all down. Dave, thanks so much for taking some time today.
No, Pete, excited to be on the show, and it's always a thrill to talk about high school sports and especially hoops.
Yeah, I can't believe we're already in basketball season again. Full swing, a ton of girls' games earlier this week. Again, a doubleheader coming up today. Dave, let's start by talking about the game we saw earlier this past week, a really competitive girls' game to get this season started. It was the 2-0 Panthers coming in. Lincoln View, they were 1-1 back on Tuesday. It was Paulding edging out a 56-49 victory in this one. It was a big first quarter that really helped the Panthers, but overall, from both sides, a really competitive game to get this season underway.
It sure was. And Coach Arellano's got a really, really good squad, returning 10 letter winners. And they brought a lot of pressure in the half court and full court against the Lancers, forced them into a lot of turnovers. And with Coach Arellano, he wants to play that fast pace, that up-tempo style. So there were times the Panthers had some turnovers as well, but yet they played through it. And that's what was so impressive. Stayed positive with his kids and just said, let's keep attacking. Let's keep having pressure offense. And then their defense was solid throughout all four quarters.
Again, Paulding 56, Lincoln View 49. They had trouble early in games, and we made this comment on the broadcast. The maturity of 1 year was definitely evident. And they were able to see that basketball go through the hoop early, and I think that just paid dividends for the rest of the game.
It sure did, and it didn't hurt that you had sophomore Torrey Schlatter going 13 for 14 from the free throw line. That was very, very impressive, especially for any player, but for her as a sophomore stepping up right there. And she didn't start that game. She came off the bench. She was our player of the game, very impressive. And as a result, that sort of fed everything else. When they got good looks, they finished.
And for Lincoln View, again, they battled all night long. Kira Breeze, boy, was she good. 22 big points, and she really was good offensively. But, Dave, one thing I noticed, she was able to get to the rim, but when she wasn't, she's very good at distributing the basketball. And that's a supporting cast around her that's going to step up as the season moves on.
Yeah, and Lincoln View's facing a lot of adversity. We saw it in the game. Ashlyn Price, one of their senior leaders, a glue girl, she sprained her ankle 2 minutes into the game. So that put much more pressure on Kira Breese, the 5'5 junior, along with the other senior on the squad, number 20, Emerson Walker. But Kira Breese, she was good at both ends of the floor, was vocal with her teammates, and that's what I look for. Who's not only doing it as far as the stats are concerned, but encouraging teammates as well during the game itself? Kira Breese was doing that.
Well, a big conference game, like I mentioned, coming up today, an early conference game for these Paulding Lady Panthers. JV tips off about noon, varsity to follow. Of course, Matt Arlano's Panthers, they come in on a roll, but Tenora, they are strong every single season. I look up and down their roster too, Dave. They have some really key players returning for another year. What are some challenges the Lady Panthers will face today?
Well, again, I think that with the up-tempo style that Coach Arellano wants to play, and I thought about this a lot since we had that game Tuesday evening, Pete. You want your team to be aggressive. You want them to look for a great shot early in the possession. We talked during the game, there was no need for a shot clock in that game. But you got to take care of the rock a little bit better and not just be helter-skelter. And there were some possessions where the Panthers were in that situation. We had them unofficially for around 26 turnovers, and they're right around that average as far as turnovers are going. They've got to knock that down. If they don't take care of the rock better against the Rams, as you said, a perennial, traditional, rich, positive, strong team in the GMC, Tenora will take advantage of that and make the Lady Panthers pay. I think Paulding and Tenora, I think right there, those two teams, they're going to have a lot to say on how they do, obviously, and who wins this conference. It's interesting that they open up in league play so early here right away. But the other team that I find a lot of interest in is the Wayne Trace Raiders. Mm-hmm. Coach Bethany Desjardins, you've got the big girl inside in Lexi Moore. She's already broken a school record with rebounding, with 28 rebounds in a game this season. And that was against a quality opponent. She wasn't just playing volleyball on the backboard.
Exactly.
It was great, great accomplishment for her. But you have her in the post, and then you have the Winans girls, the twins, handling the basketball, and then Hudson Myers at a wing position. I just find this Wayne Trace team to be very intriguing, and I think that they are primed to make a strong run for a league championship.
Whether it's the guys or the girls, Dave, I give the coaches in the GMC credit, because when it comes time to play conference games, these teams are well-prepped and they're well-prepared, and that obviously starts in the offseason and with a very tough non-conference schedule, which, again, from the guys' side to the girls' side, these coaches seem to mirror that exact same philosophy. Credit where it's due. There's some tough opponents that they play both on the road and at home.
Oh, yeah, it's a very strong league. And, you know, that's the neat thing about high school sports. You lose your kids. They graduate. We talked about this Tuesday night as Alex Arellano, an assistant coach for Paulding. I'm a former coach at Crestview, assistant coach, and the only way we stopped Alex Arellano is graduation for him, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have these phases where you have student athletes coming through that are really talented, and other years you really have to manufacture points throughout a game, and you really have to work hard at it. And the coaches in the Green Meadows Conference, they know how to handle both situations. When they're talented, you push your kids to go to another level. And when maybe you're not so physically gifted, you still compete night in and night out, and it's fun to watch.
Now, a question for you, Dave. As a former coach at Crestview, what was one thing that you could expect every time a team from Paulding County was coming to play you or you were traveling to Paulding?
Oh, that's a great question. You knew you better be ready to go. Crestview and Wayne Trace, it's a huge rivalry. You throw the records out. I was thinking about today. I went to Wayne Trace's practice earlier this week. Just fun to watch them prepare for this weekend because I have them on the air against Van Wert. So it's going to be fun to watch. And when you play the Archers, when you play Paulding, when you play Wayne Trace, you better be ready to go. Obviously, Antwerp and Wayne Trace were non-league games. Paulding was a Northwest Conference game, obviously, until they switched to the GMC. But it's neat. Crestview and Paulding are going to play again this year and get that rivalry renewed. So that's going to be a neat aspect as far as high school hoops and to see how that game goes. And then Paulding, that game, along with the competitiveness, they did such a great job of running some different zone looks. It goes back to Coach Brewer, Sean Brewer, when he led the Paulding Panthers, and just some different looks that they gave you that you didn't see anywhere else. So you had to prepare and focus on how to attack that zone. And sometimes you spend a lot of time on it. And other times we made the decision as a coaching staff, we're not going to try and overanalyze this. We don't want to create paralysis by analysis. Let's just go up and attack the zone, your basic zone reads, look for gaps, look to attack, and then find the open man and then hit the glass.
And you mentioned one thing that I think is super important, and that is keeping those rivalries intact. No matter what level of sport, high school, college, pros, I think that is always extremely important to renew those rivalries. I think it's a lot of fun for the kids. And, of course, generations of players have gone through those rivalries. But, Dave, one thing I really wanted to talk about, and, again, you being a former coach, I figured you could speak to this pretty well. No matter what coach I talk to, whether it's in Paulding County, just Northwest Ohio, there seems to be a mutual respect for everybody's program. Every coach I talk to speaks so highly of the caliber of coaching in the Green Meadows Conference. Can you just talk about that a little bit? And did you see the same thing throughout the years?
I will say, Pete, things have changed, and I'll say for the positive. Years ago, the rivalries were heated on the court and maybe among coaches, not maybe, between some coaches, it was heated off the court as well. You didn't share information with each other. You didn't try and help each other in ways that maybe a coach just needed to hear from you because they had a tough night. Well, now that happens much more. We're able to communicate so much more easily than we were back in the day. And that is a good thing. Just like players, you know, they from different schools, they communicate with each other so much more today than they did in the past. It's the same way with coaches. We're all in this together. The number one objective is to help young men become better people and prepare them for life. That's what it's about. And then you're trying to do whatever you can to take a group of young men and bring them together, create a cohesiveness on the floor or on the field in whatever sport it may be, and have them perform to the best of their ability. And when one coach sees that happening with another program, you're going to pick that coach's brain and you're going to compliment that coach as well. And that happens more so today, and that is a good thing.
So when did you fall in love with coaching the game of basketball, and how much easier was that transition for you to go from coaching games to now calling some games?
Well, those are great questions. When I went to college, I went to Ohio State. I'm an Ohio State grad way back in the 80s. And I do appreciate that we talk and you love 80s music, Pete. That's good stuff.
Love it.
I lived it. I knew when I was in college that I wanted to become a really good teacher. And I taught English for 15 years. And then B, I wanted to help young people become better and learn the lessons of life through coaching, through sports. And I just embraced it right away and had the opportunity back in 1988 to have my first job and be a JV coach right away at a little school down in Dark County called Bradford. And we won 4 games that year as a JV team. My point guard was like 4'6". But those kids fought all year long. They wanted to give us a parade after the game because we won, or after the season because we won 4 games that year.
That
just didn't happen down there very much. But then I came back to Van Wert County. I coached 2 years at Lincoln View under Rick Briggle, and that was a great experience. And then I had the opportunity to come back to Crestview, my alma mater, and that's where I was for the next, 27 years as far as coaching. I coached 30 years and then was in administration after coaching English or teaching English for 15 years. Then I was in administration 21 years. So 36-year career in education, 30 years coaching hoops, and then retired at the end of last school year. I had been doing some broadcasting, started through WOSN, and then the folks at MySports.live picked me up a little bit. And I thought this fall I would do some more because I would be more available. But it has just been outstanding, the opportunities I've had. 42 athletic events this fall in volleyball, football, and then being on 93.1 The Fan for some shows, sports talk shows. And the transition, it's keeping me close to high school athletics, keeping me close to the kids, to fellow coaches, to fellow administrators. And it has just been a blast getting to work with people like yourself, great, great people, professionals in the business, and seeing this side of it and making the connection and being able to, on air, still bring that coaching perspective a little bit and what the coaches are thinking on the sidelines and sharing that with the fans watching the broadcast. That has just been a complete joy. It's been a lot of fun.
It really has. And the one thing I always tell people is that, you know, good people meet really good people. And boy, have I met a lot of really good people and been able to broadcast with the really good people out in Paulding County. So I'm very, very much appreciative for that. And Dave, thank you so much for all of your hard work, of course, over the years. And I'm looking forward to our next broadcast together. If it's anything like our first one, it'll be really, really good.
It sure will. And then we've had several in the past. And again, it's been great working with you across various sports, and I look forward to the next one that we have.
Well, hey, Dave, have a great rest of your day. I appreciate the time today, and thank you again.
Thank you so much. It's been great being on the show.
This has been Dave Bowen, and we're going to talk some more girls and boys hoops after this, digging into some of the games from this past week before we preview some of the ones coming up a little later on today. It's time for a break. We're back after this on Y102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up our conversation with Dave Bowen talking about some of the high school boys and some of the high school girls games that were happening from this past week. But let's dig into the girls' side of things. We're going to start. It was earlier this week, and it was Wayne Trace. They defeated Bryan to stay undefeated on the season. Let's take you through this one. It was 3 Raiders in double figures, of course, led by Lexi Moore. She had 15. Behind her, it was Kareen Winans with 12, Harper Myers with 11, and then Caroline Winans with 10. Tiana Sin also chipping in 8 points for Bryan. Leading the way was Josie Arnold in double digits with 13, and Amaya Langham, she had 7. Well-rounded performance from the Bryan Golden Bears, but Wayne Trace just a bit too much. 15-10 in the first quarter, 13-9 in the second quarter. Second half of play, Wayne Trace really turned it on. 18-11 in the third, 16-8 in the fourth, 62-38. Your final, Wayne Trace over Bryan. Let's talk Paulding girls on Tuesday. And again, this is one that me and Dave broke down, so we'll go through it real quick. It was Paulding edging out Lincoln View just by 7, 56-49 the final. And for the Paulding Panthers, they were led by Tori Schlatter off the bench. She had 20, but boy was Kira Breeze good for those Lady Lancers. She had 22 to lead all scorers. Also contributing for the Panthers, well, again, up and down the score sheet, it was really well spread out, the scoring for Matt Arlano's squad. Kaylee Dunham, she was in double figures. She was coming into the game averaging a double-double. She had 10. Brooklyn Schlatter also had 5. Amia Carr with 3. And then SDPs again with a bucket. So once again, it's Paulding 56, Lincoln View 49. Panthers winner earlier this week. So let's catch up with the Antwerp Archers now. Score by quarter against Stryker looks like this. It was 8 apiece in the first quarter between Antwerp and Stryker in a close game at the halftime break, 13-11. The second quarter scoring, so real close game at halftime, but it was the third quarter that really made the difference and tipped the scale in the favor of the Antwerp Archers, 14-7. Archers doubling up Stryker in the third, and then Stryker actually outscoring Antwerp in the fourth, 12-9. Your final, 44-38. Again, Caroline Roars, she had 21 points. Clara Roars, she had 7. Riley Bagley also has 7. And Madison Peters, she had 5. Sticking with the Archers a little bit later on in the week, it was Antwerp taking down Holgate to improve on the young season. 45-32 on the air. Your score by a quarter. Well, it was all Antwerp really from the start in this one. It was 27-13 at halftime, 13-9 in the first, 14-4. The Archer defense really clamping down on Holgate in that second quarter. Third quarter, it was the Antwerp Archers outscoring Holgate by 4. And then in the fourth, it was 9 apiece. But the Archers poured it on too early and too often in a 13-point victory over Holgate, 45-32. Your final in this one. And how about Caroline Roars? 35 of the 45 points for the Antwerp Archers. My goodness. And Clara Roars, she also had 8. So Caroline and Clara, heck of a job against Holgate. Wow, 35 points for Caroline Roars. So let's go back, talk about the Paulding Panthers. Of course, they were playing a little bit later on in the week, and they also matched up against Bryan. So some common opponents here early. I think we see a lot of the Bryan Golden Bears come out to Paulding County, and Paulding go out to Bryan every single year. So let's talk about it. 18-11 after the first quarter for the Paulding Panthers, 11-10. The second quarter score, 8-6 in the third, and then Bryan outscoring Paulding 13-10. In the fourth, 47-40, it was all Panthers leading the way. Addie Pease, she had 19 points. She's been good so far early in the season for Coach Arlano and these Paulding Lady Panthers. Kaylee Dunham also chipping in 6 points. Amia Carr, she had 6 as well. But how about Tori Schlatter again off the bench with 13 big ones to help lead the way for the Paulding Panthers. And again, big doubleheader coming up at the Jungle a little bit later on today as the Lady Panthers, they open Green Meadows Conference play early in the year against a really good Tenora squad. And of course, the boys, they will welcome Pettisville coming up here in just a little bit. Again, girls and boys doubleheader out at the Jungle. So when you're done listening to this, go grab another cup of coffee, grab some lunch, and meet me out at the Jungle for a full day of girls and boys hoops. Well, that's a quick look at the girls scene from this past week. A stacked slate of games for both the girls and the boys. And the boys are what we will be talking about next. We're just getting started here on My Sports, and we're just getting started for the winter season on MySports.live. Again, if you missed them, all of these games, they are archived on the MySports.live website. We are in full swing. I mentioned the doubleheader today. Plenty more games next week on the girls' side of things. We'll tell you about all of those coming up here just in a little bit. For now, time for a quick break here on MySports. When we come back, we're chatting boys hoops and a ton of action from the hardwood an evening ago. We will talk about it all and getting you ready for the doubleheader at the Jungle later on today. This is My Sports, and it continues next. You're listening on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up talking some girls' hoops from this past week. Basketball season in full swing on the hardwood. So let's turn our attention to the boys, and let's talk about what happened an evening ago in Paulding County and, of course, around our out-of-town scoreboard. Let's start in the GMC. It was Patrick Henry, 55, Ayersville, 44, Fairview, 50, Delphus Jefferson, 43, Hicksville, 50, Continental, 30, Defiance taking down Paulding by 9 in a really hard-fought game. I was able to listen to most of this one, watch most of this one. Really good game for the Paulding Panthers against the Defiance team that is going to win a lot of games this season. Tenora takes down Delta by 4 again in boys' hoops, 42-38. Fort Jennings over Antwerp by 10, 59-49. And then the Bryan Golden Bears able to take down the Wayne Trace Raiders, 55-49. So let's first dig into that Wayne Trace game. Then, of course, we'll get over to some of the stats from Paulding as well. But let's start with the red, white, and blue, and let's start with the Wayne Trace Raiders. So for Coach Linder, his squad, they dropped to 2-1 on the young season. Again, your final score, Wayne Trace 49, Bryan 55. Let's start with the score by quarter. It looked like this. Wayne Trace 10 in the first quarter to Bryan's 13. So at the halftime break, it was 27-22. Wayne Trace putting up 12 in that second quarter. So close game all the way through. Raiders really made a charge in the fourth quarter. 4-point difference in the third quarter for Bryan, 16-12, and then 15-12 for Wayne Trace in that fourth quarter. Again, your final, 55-49 in favor of Bryan. Do need to mention, JV Boys Raiders able to take down Bryan by 5, 43-38 in that one. Leading the way for the red, white, and blue, it was Carter Clemens, and boy, did he have a nice night. He was efficient, 19 points to lead the way for the Raiders, also in double figures. It was Caden Sin, he had 12, but contributions up and down the lineup. Brady Miller, he had 7, including a few from beyond the Tri-County roofing three-point line. And then Tyson Gerber, he had 6 as well on the evening. Also contributing, Tanner Lockoff, he had 3, and Zach Stoller also with a bucket. 3 in double figures for Bryan, and it started with Gavin Jarsing, 18 points. Landon Bassett, he had 13, and Kingston Sito, he had 14, also contributing. Jack Kennedy, Mason Welling, Carter Dominique, and Tucker Watson. So once again, Wayne Trace, they fall to 2-1 on the season. And then Bryan improves to 2-1 after defeating Wayne Trace on the hardwood last night. Well, the one nice thing about hoops and sport in general is the fact you can't dwell on a loss too long. Of course, the Wayne Trace Raiders back in action against Van Wert. That one at the Palace. And, of course, it can be caught on the MySports.live airwaves. Another broadcast to go along with our doubleheader at the Jungle, the Paulding Lady Panthers in action a little bit later on, and then the boys to follow. Boys welcoming Pettisville in the Lady Panthers' first Green Meadows Conference game against Tenora. So that brings me to the Paulding Panthers in a tough one for Paulding last night as they faced a really good Defiance team. And, well, it was Paulding who battled, especially in that first half of play. Let's take you through the score by quarter. I was really impressed the way Paulding, again, battled, but they were also able to get into their bench and really put some stress on the defense of Defiance. So after one, it was a 2-point lead for the Defiance Bulldogs. It was 15-13. After two in the halftime break, it was Paulding leading by two, 29-27. And then we flip back at the end of the third quarter. It's Defiance by two, 40-38. And then your final, it was Defiance pulling away in the end, 58-49. And you have to give a lot of credit where it's due. In the fourth quarter for Defiance, Josiah Slaughter, he was really good. He solidified himself in that fourth quarter and really shut the door on the Paulding Panthers. He was the signature embroidery player of the game for the Defiance Bulldogs on MySports.live because he dropped 26 points. Yeah, 26 points for Josiah Slaughter, but a hard-fought battle by the Panthers. And again, a Defiance team that's going to win a lot of games this year. So really looking forward to seeing how the Panthers respond today. Of course, a non-conference game against Pettisville coming up a little bit later. We've talked about that one. So that is a look at your boys' scoreboard from one evening ago. And, of course, the standings, these will all change by the end of today. And, of course, no conference games being played yet. for the boys, but it's Hicksville. The Aces sit at 3-0. Tenora also at 3-0. Wayne Trace and Edgerton, they're at 2-1 overall, while Fairview's at 1-1. Antwerp at 1-2, Ayersville at 1-2, and then Paulding at 1-2 on the young season. So that's a look and a breakdown of some of the action from last night. We need to take a break here on MySports, and when we come back, I'll tell you about what you can watch on the MySports.live airwaves coming up this next week. I'll take you up until Christmas. We are in full swing, and of course, if you missed any of these games we talked about tonight, any of from the past week, they are all archived on the MySports.live website or on-demand access. Get out to the game, get back home, and watch all the coverage on MySports.live. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll put a lid on this one. Of course, with our MySports slate of games and a few thank yous. This is MySports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this one, and we do so like we do every single week, and that is with our MySports Slate of Games. Coming up, of course, I've mentioned it a few times today, myself and Scoot Miller, boys and girls doubleheader coming at you from the jungle a little later on today. Paulding girls open up conference play early in the season, taking on Tenora, and of course the Paulding boys will host Pettisville. So after today, again, doubleheader action. There is another game on tap on the MySports.live airwaves. That is coming to you from the Palace, the Wayne Trace boys against Van Wert. That will be Dave Bowen and, of course, Bethany Desjardins on the call for that one. And then the next week, it all starts on Tuesday. Some more girls and some more guys on Tuesday. It's Ottoville visiting the range to take on the Antwerp Archers with Jason Landers and Scoot Miller. And then, of course, Lima Senior and Wayne Trace girls, they will tip off. Corbin and Dave Bowen will have you there. And then next Saturday, another doubleheader. This one, it is at the range for the Antwerp Archers as the girls, they take on Parkway, and the guys, they take on Continental. And then Wayne Trace boys later that night, of course, take on Crestview at home at the Palace. Brady Stabler and Dave Bowen will have the call for you there. Looking a little bit into the future just before Christmas. And again, I hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Hope you're going to have a great Christmas as well. Hope you're able to spend some time with family. And the weather hasn't been too horrible. I know this last week really started to get bitter cold. But the Antwerp girls, they take on North Central. That is on Tuesday the 17th. Two other games that evening. The other girls game, Wayne Trace against Van Wert. Of course, that being at the Palace. And then one boys game on the 17th. It is Paulding against Bluffton. Let me go through who has you on the call. It is Garrett Mansfield and Scoot Miller for the first one. The girls game, North Central and Antwerp. Brady and Dave have the second one for you. Bluffton and Paulding boys. And the other girls game, Wayne Trace and Van Wert. Corbin Vance and Kale Winans have you covered there. Saturday after that, it would be the 21st. It's Corbin and Kale for the girls game at Wayne Trace against Ottoville, and then the Antwerp boys will take on Delphus Jefferson. Corbin Vance and Scoot Miller have you covered there. And then a bit of a break. Of course, it is Christmas, and we'll talk about the Christmas and New Year schedule coming up next week. So that's a quick peek into the future at some of your MySports.live slate of games. And of course, I mention it each and every week and each and every broadcast that I am on. If you missed any of the MySports.live games, much like this show, They are archived on the MySports.live website for on-demand viewing access. So get out to the game, go back at home, warm up some dinner, and, of course, take a look on MySports.live and check out all the action later that evening. So that's a look at our MySports slate of games coming up here in the next few weeks. And, of course, we cannot forget about our thank yous. Number one goes out to our guest today, Dave Bowen, longtime basketball coach at Crestview. Dave, once again, thank you for all you have done, all of your hard work, and of course, it is a pleasure to be able to call games with you week in and week out. So glad you're able to hook up with MySports.live, and I'm definitely looking forward to the next broadcast. Now you're back out in Paulding County here in this upcoming week, so again, take a watch, take a listen to Dave on MySports.live. Our other thank yous, well, they go out to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here doing this. And once again, I thank you so much for allowing me to tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County and our sponsors. They are the Athletic Boosters from Paulding, Antwerp, and Wayne Trace, Williamson Crop Insurance, Sweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for your support. I really do appreciate it, not just this week, but in and out each and every week here on My Sports. Well, that'll do it for me today, whoever you are, and however you've been listening. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. I hope you have a great week, Paulding County. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you next time right here on the My 1027 WMYW Studios for another edition of My Sports. Stay safe out there, and take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.